This Avro Vulcan B Mark II was built in 1956 by A.V. Rowand Company at their Woodford Works in Cheshire. It served with 617 Squadron, the famous Dam Buster Squadron, as part of the Royal Air Force's nuclear deterrent, the V-Force. Unlike its V-bomber cousins, the Valiant and Victor, the Vulcan was designed with a massive delta wing, which you can see stretching out above and in front of you. This wing type is named after the Greek letter delta, which is triangle-shaped. The delta wing has several advantages over conventional wing shapes. It's simpler to manufacture, stronger, more stable at low speed, and has a large internal volume for equipment and fuel. In fact, the wing above you is large enough to hold 14 fuel tanks, with the possibility of putting another two in the bomb bay if necessary. The Vulcan had a crew of five, a pilot, co-pilot, two navigators, and an air electronics operator, who was responsible for all the electrical equipment on board. If you look up at the nose of the aircraft, you can see the cockpit area. The pilot and co-pilot would have sat next to each other in the window area, whilst the navigators and electronics operator sat at a table just behind them, facing down the fuselage. Only the pilot and co-pilot had ejector seats. The others had to bail out of the crew entrance door located in the cockpit floor just in front of the nose wheel. You can see this where the letters entrance are stenciled in yellow on the aircraft's nose. The small bump with a perspex window that you can see under the aircraft nose is the position for bomb aiming. Protruding from the front of the nose is the refueling probe, which you can learn more about at the Victor exhibit. Either side of the nose are two L-shaped tubes with red flags hanging from them. These are pitot tubes, which measure airspeed and pressure during flight. The flags are covers for the tube whilst the aircraft is on the ground. They are brightly coloured to remind the crew to remove them before flight. You will notice that the roundel painted on the nose of this Vulcan is slightly different from the normal RAF roundel, as the white band is missing. This one is known as a tactical roundel because it's more discreet than the traditional one, reflecting a change in the nature of RAF operations during the Cold War period. As you look down the fuselage on either side of the Vulcan, you will see two large holes in the wing. These are the air intakes for the jet engines. Jet engines work by sucking in air, compressing it, and adding fuel such that the gas expands when ignited, so delivering thrust. The four enormous Olympus engines on this Vulcan are capable of taking in 25 tonnes of air a minute through the intakes, producing enough power to get from London to Moscow in just over 2 hours. If you look behind the aircraft on the right-hand side, you'll see an example of one of the Vulcan's engines. Why not take a closer look once this part of the tour is over? Now let's take a look at the business end of the Vulcan, its bomb bay. If you stand underneath the aircraft, you can see right inside. The short video display shows a practice squadron scramble. If necessary, the Vulcan's engines could be started up in 27 seconds and the aircraft could be airborne within 4 minutes of a squadron scramble. This massive bomb bay was designed to carry both nuclear and conventional bombs. It's big enough to hold one Blue Steel nuclear missile, or up to 21 conventional 1,000-pound bombs, like the ones arranged underneath the aircraft's nose. On the floor behind you is the cradle used to carry these bombs within the bay. Now take a moment to walk over to Blue Steel on its yellow carrier. If you turn back towards the Vulcan, you should be able to clearly see the large tail fin. It carries the squadron flash for 617 Squadron, showing a dam being hit by three Thunderbolts. This symbolises the most famous raid in the squadron's history, the Dam's Raid during the Second World War. Projecting out behind the tail is the housing for the brake parachute. This parachute would have been deployed on landing to help slow the aircraft to a stop. You will also see the exhausts for the jet engines set into the trailing edge of the wing on either side of the fuselage. The Avro Vulcan was the world's first delta-winged bomber and one of the cornerstones of Britain's nuclear deterrent during the height of the Cold War. In later years, it was adapted for conventional bombing and saw active service during the Falklands War when it took part in the epic Black Buck mission to bomb Stanley Airfield. Not bad for an aircraft that began its life just 2 years after the Second World War ended.